Are you sick of it yet? I know I'm sick of it. I think that I am right at that point where I am over most of it, sick of all of it. I'm referring to the Silicon Valley Bank collapse, referring to what appears to be another systemic failure, more systemic problems in our banking, in our financial system. I'm sick of the reality that no lessons were learned, or that plenty of lessons were learned and or were just completely ignored. That's probably, if we're being honest about it and being smart about it and doing a proper analysis of it, is that people were exceptionally aware of the risks and totally disregarded the impact that profit-seeking behaviors were going to actually lead to. And it'll be, I guess, interesting, but not surprising at all when everything comes out that bonuses got paid, salaries got paid, profits were withdrawn, shares were sold by the insiders. They did all of these things and got their money out before they stepped off of the sinking ship into their lifeboat and went in this direction, while the entire economy and everyday people like you and I were stuck trying to pick up the pieces, or whatever analogy or metaphor you are interested in using. The Babylon Bee is on absolute fire and absolutely on point with all of their critiques. And there was this meme that I think I saw on Instagram or something like that, and it has the Silicon Valley SVB logo. And I'm just going to read it. It said, "Banks learn hard lesson that if they invest their money irresponsibly, the government will bail them out." And just right on the nose. They learn their hard lesson that if we fuck all this up, government's just going to bail us out. Great. So I don't know how best to articulate that other than to say that they do not care about us. And I hate to reduce it down to an in-group, out-group kind of a thing, but I think that in this situation, that that's the most appropriate way to look and to think about it. They do not give a fuck about us. They do not share the values that we have. It's possible they have no values at all. It's possible that they have no standards that they live by or they hold themselves to. It's possible that they just have none at all, that they have no values. I think that our values are pretty clear. The table stakes, the standards that we want, that we demand, that it's not that we deserve or are entitled to them. We have worked hard, paid taxes, and we're going to get to the point where we are going to demand that the standards that we expect are maintained. You get what you tolerate. And we have tolerated bad behavior and bullshit from them for way too long. Table stakes. I want a safe community. And when I say I'm talking about us, we want safe communities. We want to be able to move about our communities not in fear of violence, or that bad things are going to happen to us, that our property is going to be safe, that our physical bodies are going to be safe. We demand that our water is clean to drink. There are lots of places in the United States of America right now where you cannot drink the water. Not acceptable. Not acceptable. We demand that our children are going to be safe in schools. Not currently the case. Our values, those are our values. Those are the most basic of our values. But when the most basic parts of our values are not being met, that's when we need to revisit things and take a big step back and realize they are not interested in us. They're interested in them, in getting theirs. They do not give a shit about us. And that's just the most basic of values. So we've tolerated it, and this is what we get. So what we get on when that train wreck happened, remember that? Remember one of the worst accidents that has ever happened in the United States of America? That's now completely out of the news cycle. Surprise, surprise. Do you remember that? Do you remember where the President of the United States was? And this, the Republicans are as guilty as the Democrats. The Democrats are as guilty as the Republicans. They are politicians. They're over there. We are over here. The President of the United States, instead of being taking care of our communities, he is in a foreign country delivering hundreds of millions of dollars of aid to those people. When here in the United States of America, we can't drink the water, our streets are not safe, many of us cannot afford food, our children are not safe, it goes to priorities, it goes to values. They do not share ours. So, the only way out is you and I. The only way out of this problem is you. It starts with you making yourself as strong as you can possibly be. What do you need to do to make yourself physically stronger, mentally stronger, emotionally stronger, financially stronger? If I am you, my advice to you is focus on those things. Start there. Once you get those in order, once you're squared away, then it's helping those closest to you, your family, to do the things that they need to do to get themselves squared away. Once you've done that, you can move on to your community. So the people outside of your family and your extended family, how can you help them to get to where they need to be? Then it's your neighborhood. Then it's your town. Then it's your city. Then it's your state. But we've got it all twisted. They've got us twisted up. They are encouraging us to fight against one another. It's this big misdirection. It's us versus them. It's not whites against blacks or browns, whatever. It's not white, black. It's not gay, straight. We are all. That's us. All everyday people, you and I. It's not us against one another. It's us against them. And it's us recognizing that infighting and being divided is not going to get us the lives that we want. It's not going to get us the world that we want. It's not going to get us the communities that we want. It's a horrible mistake to spend time focusing, ruminating on, thinking about big problems, because there isn't anything I can do about huge problems. What happens when I focus on huge problems? We'll just take global warming. It's overwhelming and it causes inaction. When I get overwhelmed, I don't do anything. I shut down. And why wouldn't I? What the fuck am I going to do about global warming? But what I can do, just to continue on with that example, if global warming is something that, or climate change, whatever term, again, it's word games all over the place that cause us to infight and nitpick. Whatever problem that you are trying to solve is, you must tend to the parts of your garden that you can reach. So focus on the things you have control over. And until you have mastery over your physical, mental, emotional, your financial health, stop worrying about anything else. Put the blinders on, take care of all of those things, and then move on to help out, chip in with your family, community, neighborhood, town, city, state. And then once we get there, then we could be worrying about the other things. The reality is that we are all in this together. And things change fast. We have been complacent. You know, I think that in a lot of ways, we've been that frog. You know, that whole thing about how do you boil a frog. And the frog is just sitting in the pot of water and it's getting hotter and hotter and hotter. By the time it's boiling, it's too late. Frog is boiled. It's cooked. So that's been us. We have been not paying attention. We've been not demanding that our needs are met, that our values are aligned, and that the people that we're trusting and depending on are actually acting in our best interest when it's clear they are not. It's true of all big things. It's big government, big pharma, big military industrial complex, big media. Does anybody believe a word that comes out of these people's mouths? I know. And why would I? The problem with people that tell lies, and there's a term for that, for people who tell lies, we call them liars, is that once somebody shows themselves to be a liar, why in the world would I believe anything that they had to say about anything else? Are they not lying about this? And that's a little bit off topic. Getting back to what the topic is. Let's figure out, and I want you to figure out, what is most important to you. What is the most important thing for your family? What do you need to be doing to make sure that you are nurturing, fostering, supporting that? Because again, the only way out is you. We are all in this together. We're swimming, we're rowing in the same direction. We have common values. We have way more in common than we have that are different. We want safe communities. We want to be able to feed our families. We want to be able to drink clean water. We want to be able to raise kids that are safe and all of these things. We've paid the price to have those things. We need to demand that we get them back. The only way out is you. It's me. Do your part by doing your best.